Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East. Right now, the night is warm across Israel. Tel Aviv feels a gentle breeze. Jerusalem remains clear and calm. Haifa enjoys a quiet night. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed in an operation in southern Lebanon, according to Walla, from earlier today. Also, a civilian contractor from Shfaraam was killed by a Hezbollah drone in Lebanon, with his son wounded, Ynet reports this past hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom calls for an end to the ceasefire farce, urging clarity with American allies on Lebanon attacks. Separately, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel, claiming it sought revenge for October 7th, citing 72,000 Palestinian deaths in a forward interview just in. And finally, the Jerusalem Post asks if Israel will continue its conflict with Iran amid U.S. ceasefire considerations involving Donald Trump. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared footage just minutes ago showing Hezbollah launching rocket and drone attacks. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported drone intrusion alerts in northern Israel just 15 minutes ago. Ynet News posted earlier today that Israel's foreign minister acknowledged there will be no West Bank annexation, noting President Trump's lack of support. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the operation in southern Lebanon, Walla reports an Israeli civilian working for the IDF died during an engagement. Sources within the Northern Command acknowledge threats from Hezbollah. This event heightens tension along the Lebanon border. Turning to the tragedy involving a civilian contractor, Ynet outlines that a Shfaraam resident died when a Hezbollah drone struck their vehicle in Bint Jebel. The attack injured his son, escalating the violence in the region. This incident underlines the persistent threat from drone warfare. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom criticizes the ongoing ceasefire. The publication argues that Israel must firmly communicate to the U.S. that Lebanon's attacks cannot continue unchecked. The call for action reflects growing frustration over strategic constraints. In a related development, NBA coach Steve Kerr spoke to The New Yorker, accusing Israel of revenge motives post-October 7. He cites high Palestinian casualties as evidence. Kerr's comments add to international scrutiny over Israel's policies. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post questions if Israel will align with a potential U.S. ceasefire with Iran. With Donald Trump's involvement, tensions rise over Israel's next move. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. On the economic front. First, CTEC highlights security concerns at Nevatim, where gaps in protection at an F-35 base emerge, raising surveillance fears. Separately, Globes reports Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett have merged their parties, with Gadi Eisenkot welcoming the move but remaining non-committal on joining. And finally, Walla Business reveals an Israeli Iron Dome battery is now protecting the UAE, sent at the war's onset, showcasing deepening defense ties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.